Welcome to Warrior Wisdom, a weekly podcast for FBA faculty and staff. And sorry for being a little late getting this week's post published. This semester, we're working our way through 1 and 2 Timothy, and last week we started 2 Timothy 2. I mentioned that a coaching friend called 1 Timothy Paul's pregame speech, and if that was true, then 2 Timothy is the halftime speech, and we're losing. So last week we saw that we have to endure suffering. We have to endure hard times, but we endure it through the strength provided by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And today the halftime speech will continue with a simple message: do your job. So let's read 2 Timothy 2:15 and then verses 20 and 21. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." And then verse 20, "Now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." We are to present ourselves to God as one approved. We'll discuss that this week. Chapter 3 will take us next week into rightly handling the word of truth. But in a great house, there's these vessels of gold and silver, wood and clay, some for honorable, some for dishonorable. But we are to set ourselves apart, right? Honorable use, set ourselves apart to the work of God. Be useful to the master of the house and be ready for good work. We live in a culture built upon individual agency. Self-made man or woman. Self-made man, self-made woman. I decide who I am. I choose my own path. I create my path. I am responsible for me, my path, my work. We live in a culture that believes and teaches the lie that we can do anything and everything. There are no limits. And Paul right here turns all that on its head with three simple points. And the first point is this: our work is to God. He says in verse 15, present yourself to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Kathleen Callahan, in her book on calling and vocation, writes this: "The goal of vocation is to find out and live out God's truth, a truth that takes on particularity in your life, the truth of who you are and how you live." Contrary to what our culture says, we don't decide, we don't choose, we don't create our path. We find God's path for us. And then we give God the glory by following His path. The cure for pride because of the importance of my work, or embarrassment or self-consciousness because of the quote-unquote unimportance of my work, is realizing that our work is from God and our work is to God. Present yourself to God. The second point Paul makes is our work is for the body. He starts in verse 20 by, "In a great house." 1 Corinthians 12 speaks of this in several verses. Verse 7, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." Verse 12, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." Verse 18, "But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose." And verse 27, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." Our work is to God. Secondly, our work is for the body. We work for the common good. This is an idea that is lost, or at least greatly muted, in our current culture. It's like we never mature from understanding the difference between mine, yours, and ours. But Paul tells us here, and he says it in 1 Corinthians multiple times, we are arranged as individual members into a body by God for the good of the body of Christ. Finding our calling means knowing the truth about ourselves and knowing the truth about our work. No one is served when someone does someone else's job. It just means that someone is left without anything to do, and someone else's job is left undone. The cure for entitlement because of the greatness of my gifts, or the cure of maybe discontentment because of the commonness of my gifts, is community. Our work is from God, and our work is for the common good. Our work is to God's first point. Our work is for the body. Is the second point. And Paul's third point is this: our work is our work. There is gold, there is silver, there is wood, there is clay. 1 Corinthians 7:17, Paul says it's like this: only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. 1 Corinthians 12:4-6, talking about spiritual gifts, says it this way: there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Simply this: do your job. What we need as the great house, what we need as a body, what we need as the team at halftime is for each of us to do our job. For each of us to step up and do what has been assigned to us, whether we feel like it's the great or the small, whether we feel like I should do more or God, I feel like I want to do less, do your job. Our work is our work. Let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him. What has God called you to do? Whatever it is, whatever assignment he has called you to, it is good. It is worthy of him. And it is worthy of doing all to his glory. Our work is to God. Our work is for the body. And ultimately, our work is our work. Do your job. In a few weeks, we're going to come back to this theme in chapter 4 and not just talk about doing our job, but Paul is going to remind us to finish the job. He says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Our work is to God. Our work is for the community. And our work is our work. Together, we all do our job to make the great house great, to make the body whole, and to give glory to God. Let's pray. God, thank you for calling us together. Thanks for arranging us together. Thanks for gifting us each in our own unique ways. Help us to do our job. Help us to find our fulfillment, our joy, and our passion in knowing that you have called me to this. You have gifted me for this. You have put me in the situation to do this. And I get to serve you by doing what it is you've called us to do. Thank you for your son who died on the cross for us. Thank you that we know that we get the strength to do this from you through him by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to live out our lives in a way that gives you all the glory and all the praise. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen.